Welcome to your five for the day. What do you do when bad things happen and something terrible is about to occur? What flashes through your mind? It is a cliche, but one with a good deal of truth, that often when people are confronted with terrible events, they will cry out to God, even if they do not say that they are believers. So this makes me wonder, if you've cried out to God in the past, in the midst of some horrific event, what is stopping you from talking to God in the good times? God is not some form of supernatural emergency service to be called upon only when there is dire need and safely ignored when all is well. If your only contact with God has been in times of trouble, then you are truly missing out on something wonderful. Perhaps you think that the only time that people call upon God in the Bible is in times of strife, but you would be wrong. Psalm 100 extols us to make a joyful noise to the Lord all the earth, and that we should enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. Meanwhile, many of the Psalms attributed to King David include praise for God. In Psalm 34, David proclaims, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." How many of us, Christian or not, could make such a commitment? We have laid out in the pages of the Bible examples of men and women who not just believed in, but walked with God. What we see from the example of people like Abraham, David, Ruth, Sarah, and ultimately the Lord Jesus, is that walking with God is not simply about praying to God when you can't go on, nor is it simply about attending church once a week and trying to be a nice person. Walking with God is about a wholehearted, full-throated acceptance of God into your life, followed by a lifetime of building a relationship with him. We build our relationship through communicating with him and listening for his communication with us. The book of James promises us that if we draw near to God, he will draw near to you. But perhaps, having heard all of this, you will say, "But I don't believe anyway, so what's the point?" I would ask, if you, who claims not to believe, have ever prayed to God in a hard or impossible situation. And if you have, then what does that tell you about what you really believe? Is it that you don't believe, or is it that you do believe, but haven't wanted or known how to build your relationship with your Creator? If it is the latter, then I am here to tell you that God wants a relationship with us, and our relationship is built on communication, prayer, in both the bad times and the good.